Hello.
Oh, hi, Rob. It's Tina. I just missed your call. I was on the other line. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Give me a call back.
Yeah. Thank you. So I got your message, and you wanted to set up the account. I have a note here that we were going to also get the website approved for you at no additional cost. So if you have a logo or pictures or examples of services or anything special that you want to put on the site, I'm going to create a client interview for later today. And when my technician calls you, you can let them know and they'll have you send that over. If not, that's okay too. We can use stock photos initially just to get you up and running. And then you can always send that stuff over later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now I want to verify, did you want to do the $199 package with the Google and the directories and the mobile optimization? That's what I thought. Okay, because I had in here that we were talking about Facebook ads, but you didn't think you wanted them. So we'll stick with this package. So do you want me to send the confirmation email to skilledremodeler41@gmail.com?
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Okay. Now, for the business listing, should this number appear?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you want the business to read on Google? What's the business name?
Oh, Skilled Hands Residential Remodeling.
I love that. Where did you come up with that name? That's so creative.
I don't know. I just had it in my head for a while.
That's awesome. I admire creative people. I don't think I have a creative bone in my body. You know, I'd probably just come up with like Tina's Remodeling or something, you know. So when I hear cool things like that, I always envy it. So what is the business address?
It's going to be 2989 Madison Avenue, mm-hmm. Covington, Kentucky, 41015. And that subject to change here soon.
Okay. So since it might change soon, is that a physical address where you can receive the 5-digit PIN code from Google?
No. Send it to 431
mm-hmm.
Linden Avenue, Covington, Kentucky. That's my mother's address.
Oh, that's smart.
We're fitting to move from this place here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That way you don't have to worry. Unless, when are you moving?
Within the next month.
Okay.
See, they sold the building I'm in. So I was renting this apartment, and they sold the building, so.
Okay. Yeah, I say we should use your mother's address then like you did, because what that will do is once that PIN code comes, we'll submit it to Google, and then they'll allow your listing to be published. Once it publishes, the address will be hidden anyway. So you'll show up as Skilled Hands Residential Modeling in Covington, but the actual street address will be blocked out, okay?
Okay.
Now, question, when I put in that address into Google, it auto-filled a different zip code, 41011. Do you think that's correct, the new?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure. So Covington, Kentucky. Let me make sure this sticks now, 1011. Correct. Okay, good. It's stuck. Okay, and then do you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Just a debit card.
Okay, and it's your name on the card, Robert, or the company name, or both?
My name's on the card.
So how does it appear exactly? Is there any middle name or initial?
No, it's just Rob Roberts.
Okay, and then the billing address, please?
2989. Madison Avenue, 41015, apartment one, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said two.
That's okay. Apartment one, and then 41015. Okay, and then the card number when you're ready.
4031.
Okay.
6312.
Mm-hmm.
9395. 1-833-1-833. I'll read that to you again. So I'm going to read that back to you one more time.
Sure.
0031-6312-9395-1833.
Got it. Okay, that confirms what I have on my end, too. So perfect. Thank you for doing that. And then the expiration?
0928-28.
0928. And then the code?
429.
429. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Rob, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords in your service area and getting you set up. Now, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. Can we do that now?
Yes, we can do that now, please.
Okay. Skilled Hands Residential Contracting.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Rob Roberts, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then... you're on Eastern time, right? I'm looking at the calendar to see. I have an appointment open today at 4, 5, or 6. Would any of those options work for your client interview? That appointment would take about 20 minutes to go over your
calendar. I'd be more like 6. The later,
six,
the better,
okay.
Because I'm in the middle of a job right now. I got to run back out to.
Oh, wow. You're a great multitasker then. I love it. Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour in the calendar from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, okay? And that's
okay.
Just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public and I got the website included, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that this pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I'm looking. Yes, I did.
Okay. So there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, hold on, what is it? It says, yeah, I got you.
Okay, if you click on that link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is open that page and scroll all the way to the bottom, and I think that there's 2 things that you have to check, one that you're authorized on the account and one that you receive text messages. Once you do that, plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password. don't worry about any of that right now, because my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, but you will get that username and password after your client interview.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So if you see that, that's at least your sign that it went through.
Okay, hold on. I can't get it to go up that.
You can't get it to go up?
Yeah, like I type my name in and it's the address, and then there's two little boxes, I guess, to keep going or whatever. I guess to say you're done or whatever, but I can't see which one to click. My patient will.
Oh. So you're trying to click the boxes, but the check mark is not able to kind of highlight because you can't scroll up to get there, right?
Yeah, like I've got my name. I got the boxes checked. I agree to text messages. I got a certified authorized user checked. I got my signature in there. And I guess
okay.
I see the date. But after that, I can't get to go down no further.
Oh, I see. So there's not any way to hit confirm signature, right? Because
yeah,
that box,
I mean,
you would have to scroll down. Uh-huh.
Is it the left box or the right box?
It's the left box.
Left box? Okay, hold on.
Maybe that's what it is. The box isn't highlighted with what it's saying. Okay. If you hit the left box,
I accepted it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, if it's asking for a username and password, like I said,
yeah,
that's your sign that it went through. Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So that's all we needed for now. So you are good to go until 6 o'clock tonight. And welcome aboard, Rob. I'm so glad that it finally worked out for you. I know that you'll absolutely love it. So have a very profitable year and have a great week coming up, too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.